Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. Just got back from the gym. Wanted to go over a summary of today's news and also go over a couple curveballs that may impact consumer price inflation throughout the rest of 2022 and beyond. Let's get right over to the CNBC homepage and let's get back to the U.S. markets here. Summary: Dow down 464 points, and this really surprised me. I didn't pay attention to it maybe the last hour and a half, and it was down maybe 150-200, and then it just completely fell out of bed, which is not a good sign when the market closes on a low like that. Usually that's the no bueno zone, if you will. So S&P down 79, NASDAQ 2.57%. And as you would expect, the VIX, the volatility index, is definitely up. Oil up, gold up, crypto. We would expect Bitcoin to trade with the NASDAQ, unfortunately, which it did at one point, down 1.76%. Ethereum down as well. So that's also the curve, guys, the curve. That's what's most important, isn't it? So we see that the two-year, and this unfortunately is just as of, this is not as of the close. I guess this is trading in real time. So today, this was up around 1.6, which was, I'm not sure up how much, but I know, how did we get here? I know that the two-year was up more as far as the yield than the 10-year. So 10, here we go, 10-year at 1.97, and disregard this number because I think this is like after hours trading, something like that. But the two-year was up more than the 10-year as far as yield. And therefore, although slightly, the yield curve flattened out, which means the probability of a recession is increasing. Now let's go over some of these curveballs that I saw that could impact inflation. Just another variable that we need to consider. Remember, there's all these cross currents at play at any given time, and it's up to us to acknowledge those cross currents and then try to figure out cross currents that we might not be aware of, and then try to assess how they will impact price direction and which cross currents will have the most power. So let's go to my Twitter feed. I actually tweeted these out. So this is one that's, wait a minute here. Did Twitter delete this? Hold on a second. No, okay, good. I just hadn't refreshed. Wow, okay, that was freaking me out. If Twitter would have deleted this tweet, that would have been, wow, that would have been 1984 coming down in full force. But anyway, okay, so crisis averted there. Temporarily. So the Federal Reserve, their Twitter account, in fact, I'll go to it just so you can see that this isn't Photoshop or something. That blue check mark, Federal Reserve, they tweeted this out just a few hours ago. And it's a three-tweet thread. Starting out, would a CBDC protect my privacy? Would it protect my privacy? Is that the most Orwellian thing you have ever heard of in your entire life? It's the complete opposite of that. And then they're going on to say, well, we need to strike a balance here in safeguarding privacy rights and consumers and affording them transparency. It's always this tentative balancing act, but you can trust us because we're going to make sure that you're protected. And my guess is they'll probably sell the central bank digital currency several different ways. But of course, one of the main ways they'll sell it is because this is for your protection. We're not doing this because we want to. We're not doing this to take power. We're not doing this to take control over your life or your spending or to monitor every single transaction or to turn this into a social score credit system. Well, that's just nonsense. Those tinfoil hatters like George Gammon, they're the ones that are always talking about that. No. We're just doing this so we can give you money faster and that we can protect your privacy. We want it. We cherish it, and we're going to hold on to it just like a Fabergé egg with white gloves on. I mean, it's just the bullshit from these central planners never ends. And it's just getting, and it's increasing with time, and it's increasing at a very rapid rate. Excuse my language there, but that's the best way that I can describe it. I mean, unbelievable, unbelievable. And look at this. It's got 60, or wait, maybe that's my retweet. No, this is the actual 8 likes. And why is that important? Because the Fed has 863,000 followers. Oh, that's hilarious. They need to add a dislike button to Twitter. How many dislikes do you think this would get compared to the likes? It would have about 800,000 dislikes and about 68 likes. But my point in bringing this up is, guys, this is coming. This is coming. And this is kind of the thrust of the tweet here. The Fed tweeting about central bank digital currency, as I have said since I started the YouTube channel, and you guys that have followed me since the very beginning, I'm sure you remember me doing whiteboards about this back in 2019, where I said it's just not a matter of if we get a central bank digital currency. It's simply a matter of when. It just gives them too much power, and they can't resist it at the end of the day. They are sociopaths, and their number one priority is micromanaging your life. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. Can you imagine a Stalin or a Mussolini or others that I can't mention on YouTube having access to this type of technology, not taking advantage of it? And then you say, oh, George, these politicians today, they're much different. Maybe. I mean, okay, they might not be as bloodthirsty, thank goodness, but their intentions are the same. And that's their number one priority is them. That's their priority. It's getting reelected. They could care less about society. They could care less about the average Joe and Jane. They could care less about what they talk about, whether it's climate change, whether it's helping the poor, equality. It's all theatrics. All it is a script that they're reading because they think that's the best way that they can buy your vote to get reelected. Bottom line. So this, or, it, you know, I was talking about a central bank digital currency, maybe 3 years, 5 years, something like that. But I said, if we got a big stock market crash, the probability would increase. But now, I mean, I'm pegging it at a year or two. I think they might even spin this as a way to control inflation. I don't know how, because that's so delusional, but I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, Biden was saying that the stimulus package will squash inflation or will help reduce inflation. So if he can somehow achieve those mental gymnastics, I'm sure they could come up with some sort of pretzel logic where they could suggest or spin or sell this CBDC as a way to combat inflation. Maybe that's what we'll see here. We'll have to find out. But the bottom line is, if we go to a CBDC, this is all bets are off. You know, that video that I did the other day, that whiteboard video where I said that I thought inflation would potentially go down in Q3, Q4. Now, not deflation, but just slight disinflation there. And from what level? I don't know. Whatever level it is at Q2 or Q3 when it starts to go down. I didn't really mention that, but I saw it potentially going down there slightly. Not that, again, we'll still have significant inflation, but just not maybe at the same level that it is in Q2 or prior to it going down. But if they do the CBDC before then, which I don't know if that's logistically feasible, but if they did, then all bets are off. That's a game changer right there. Another game changer is something else that I tweeted about, and or at least another variable, is this student loan forgiveness. Now, I didn't realize they were doing this to such a great degree until I saw this article. And it's, the headline here is, want student loan forgiveness. Millions of jobs qualify. Millions of jobs qualify for updated program, and you might be one of them. So they're moving in the direction, and especially if Biden's polling numbers continue to be as horrible as they, or approval rating continues to be as horrible as it has been, they're going to try to buy votes, guys. That's just what they do. So this is going to be a great way for them to buy votes. Now, this would significantly impact or provide another cross current, another tailwind to consumer price inflation, because this would increase purchasing power massively, depending on how many people actually got forgiveness. Now, there's another twist here in the plot. I think not only do we need to consider this in terms of consumer price inflation, but also in terms of the government trying to take control over which jobs students study for. Because think about this, they could tailor this as far as what jobs they want to give or what majors they want to allow student loan forgiveness. So maybe I'm not saying that the right way. I think I tweeted about it. Basically what I'm saying is that if you go into like a green energy job, or if you're studying that, if you're studying, I don't know if this is even a major, but if you're studying like critical race theory, let's say that's your major, you're studying wokeism, if that's your major, then they're going to say, yes, we're going to go ahead and we're going to forgive your debt. College will be free. But if you study engineering, or if you study critical thinking, or if you study geology, because you want to be in the oil business or nat gas, then you're going to have to pay all of your tuition back, or all the money that you borrow, you're going to have to pay that back. So the government is kind of steering students in a particular direction and incentivizing by putting this carrot in front of them at all times. And who isn't going to take the major where you could get at least a decent paying job and not have to take on any of this student loan debt? Another thing that I think this really transitions well, if that's the right term, into a social credit score. Because think about this, you guys have sure have heard in the news, you got this guy, well, whatever you want to call him, biological guy that was born a dude, and he's sitting there competing in women's sports, just dominating every swimming meet. And I read a story where the parents, they can't even talk about it because they're afraid of their kid not getting a scholarship, or they're afraid of their school kicking the kid out if the parent even mentions that this might not be fair. And so, you know, you say something that, oh man, should this biological dude really be just dominating in women's sports? Is that fair? Don't say that, because that'll affect your social credit score. And if it does, you might jeopardize your child's opportunity to get their student loan forgiven. Same thing if your parent, you're a trucker? Oh, you're protesting against the government? Oh, no. Naughty, naughty, naughty. No student loan forgiveness for your kid, that's for sure. And see, again, this ties right into a social score, which ties right into a central bank digital currency. I think this is all part of the game plan, and it's the global elite never letting a crisis go to waste, whether it's the cerveza sickness, whether it's something that's real, perceived, climate change, whatever your opinion on that, it doesn't matter. The global elite don't care about it. They only care about using it to further their objectives. That's the bottom line here. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your evening. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism. There is a lot going on in the world today. We'll see you on the next video.